This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
The man who's made this possible so much is Micah Bede, the CEO of SBS. We wouldn't be doing this, we wouldn't be broadcasting on SBS Digital in our fifth year now without the support of Mike. Welcome, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. I should be welcoming you to our studios.
Well, you know, we're in a studio, we're on radio, it's great.
But we need some windows, Mike.
Yeah.
You heard that earlier on. Not into another studio, but like into the bit of blue sky or the street. Maybe Taylor Square would be really good. Could you get us a window into Taylor Square?
Maybe later in the night.
Yes. And of course, Mike has joined us in Melbourne on a number of occasions, and even Mike has joined us on a number of occasions in Melbourne and also co-hosted a SatMag with me.
I have. I had a lot of fun that day.
Yeah. Sorry, and we had a microphone lost there for a while. That's SBS's fault, not ours.
User error.
In terms of this collaboration, it's hugely important to us, but for SBS, what does it mean for SBS?
Look, I think it's just a way for us to continue supporting the community. And we do that in a whole number of ways. And this is just a great way on a special weekend like a Mardi Gras weekend to be able to give you guys a takeover of one of our channels for 48 hours. I think it's really exciting. And for me, it's also about getting your broadcast and some of the interesting things and topics that you talk about to a much wider audience. And that's what I love about it. So that, you know, whether you're in a small country town in the top of Queensland or WA, you can listen to you guys.
You could even hear us in the cane fields in far north Queensland. Hello, George Christensen. How are you going?
Yeah, but Mike, I've got a cousin listening to us from Athens this morning.
Oh, fantastic.
And last week I had a cousin listening to us from Sparta, the south of Greece.
And that's we also had a guy message us from Turkey as well, listening.
Global.
Isn't digital wonderful?
Oh, love it.
It's extraordinary. It's extraordinary. I wanted to ask you, Mike, we've spoken to a whole lot of people in the first hour, and one of the constant themes has been that we're now seeing a lot of corporate Australia supporting our community, supporting Joy, and I know that SBS, you get a lot of good support from the corporate community. Why do you think it is that the corporate community is so strong on its support for marriage equality and for our community?
I think you can see over the last 2 years it's really grown a lot. And a lot of it is, I think, because more and more CEOs are realizing that diversity is so important to organizations, but also to the health of, you know, their GLBT staff. So, you know, a lot of corporations know that they've got at least 10, if not more, percent of their workforce could be GLBT. And more organizations are realizing they want to be able to have their employees come to work and give their whole self to work and give them the respect and the, treat them in an equitable way like everybody else. And a lot of that is to filling the void that is happening at the national discourse level. So increasingly companies are saying, well, you know, Canberra's not doing what it needs to do. So we're putting pressure. A lot of corporates now are signing up to the marriage equality, for example, and saying, we need to just get on with this because there's bigger things for us to think about and worry about at a Canberra level. But equality, if we're serious about our Australian values of treating people fairly and equitably, equality for the GLBT community is something that has to be addressed. It can't be just pushed under the carpet.
So, Mike, is it fair to say that it's that old mantra, if you've got a happy, inclusive, supported workforce, ultimately that's really good for business.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've seen it time again, and a lot of us who have worked in corporate environments know that if you're too scared to be yourself, if you're closeted, you're going to spend a lot of your energy wasted on hiding yourself, not bringing your whole self to work, and therefore you're not going to participate in meetings, you're not going to give your best in terms of your ideas, your creative ideas, and increasingly organizations now see that, and so that's really important.
Now, Mike and I go back actually quite a long way.
Please spare us the details.
Yeah,
Michael.
Yeah, no, not in that way. But we both worked together at
Make a Wishes.
Well, so do you, Dale. Join the queue. Right. At Optus. And
that's right.
Optus was one of the original sponsors of Midsummer.
That's right. We were the first corporate sponsor. And I used to love going down and representing the organisation. and that was the first time I ever went to Midsummer, and I used to really enjoy them.
We had a lot of fun, but that was a long time ago. Mm. And Optus was a very welcoming and open environment. Mm. And I remember then for a lot of employees that felt they were able to come out and, you know, they could see that people at all levels in the company, but particularly at the top of the company, were happy to be out and proud to be out. Mm. So all these years hence, it's the same thing. But in a political sense, marriage equality is not going anywhere really at the moment. Do you think, what sort of timeline would you like and do you think is possible to achieve marriage equality in Australia?
Look, what I'd like in my to do, I mean, obviously I'd like it like everybody else sooner than later. And I think we have an opportunity to try and actually do it in the next few months, frankly. I really think there's an opportunity to do it in the next few months. The problem, of course, is, you know, the political landscape's getting more and more delicate, more and more sensitive. You saw on the front pages of the papers today about, you know, George Christensen now sort of, you know, wondering whether he'll jump ship. And if that's the case, what happens to the current government's, you know, majority of one seat, which is, you know, quite delicate. So the government can't really do anything at the moment that would jeopardise their ability to govern and lose more members. So I think it's going to be a hard one to predict, frankly. It really is. But what we do know, I think, from the conversations I've had in Canberra is that there's certainly a lot of support, more support than we think within the Liberal ranks. And that's growing. And a lot of people actually want to just deal with it and get it over and done with as well.
Get it done.
And so it's probably up to the Liberal government now to say, well, do we want to leave this for the Labor Party to do it, you know, when they govern next, whenever that might be? So, you know, we have to watch this space, but there's certainly a lot of people in the community who are working very, very hard to lobby constantly. You know, the people at Marriage Equality and the people for Australians for Equality are working very hard. I think for the last couple of times I've gone to Canberra for SBS Business, I've seen them walking the hallways of Canberra. So they need our support.
With those wonderful unescorted passes. It means they can roam at will.
That's right.
I think one of the, you know, in a political sense, yes, it's difficult. I always like to remind Liberals that they were at the forefront all those years ago of law reform, gay law reform.
That's right.
And, you know, they've lost that. I understand the political difficulties, but I really get the sense that within the government there's a huge amount going on behind the scenes, sure. The ones that oppose it, yes, they're very vocal, but I think it's more possible than I thought.
Absolutely,
and
I agree.
That too many people in the government oppose it, but those that support it are working quietly behind the scenes.
That's right.
And there's a recognition we need to get this done one way or the other, because they don't want history to record that it was a Labor government.
That's right.
That delivered marriage equality.
And, you know, the other thing I'd say on that is that the loud voices that you talk about, the dissenting voices, often talk about the silent majority. I kind of think that's nonsense. I don't think there is a majority that's silent. I think it's a very small minority that is silent. But they often talk about it as some sort of silent majority, which I think is nonsense.
It's static.
Yeah.
It's static. Mm-hmm. So SBS, you've been at SBS how long now?
Almost 6 years, coming up 6 years.
Yes. What's changed in the organisation from when you joined to now?
Everything.
Everything?
I'll take up the next hour of your broadcast. But I think, you know, SBS is far more contemporary now. We're talking to a broader audience. Everything we do is about showcasing diversity in all its forms, and that's why supporting the GLBT community is just as important as all our multicultural communities. It's about diversity. And, you know, so we're doing a lot to really talk to a wider Australia about the benefits of multiculturalism, the benefits of what diversity does to our society, and helping people understand each other. That's the key thing for me, is getting people to understand other cultures, other races. And part of the Mardi Gras broadcast, as you know, every year we spend a lot of time not just showing the wonderful fun that we have at the broadcast and the glitter and the feathers and the tits and bum occasionally, but it's also about the amazing human stories, the community stories, and that's actually some of the things that I love the most about sharing with a wider free-to-air audience. You've got to remember, this is a, you know, large free-to-air audience. We had over 600,000 people tune in to watch it last year, which was great. And that's really important to showcase our community of, you know, why we have matured as a community and why we need to be and want to be treated with respect and equally.
Now, there is an SBS float.
Indeed.
Tonight, isn't there?
Will you be on this?
No, I won't be on it. I'd like to one year, but I not this year.
He's going to be pressing the flesh.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.